Lecture 33, The Soviet System Under Stalin.
Hello. We stopped our last lecture with the death of Lenin in January of 1924. The passing of this great figure of the revolution, the man who was the acknowledged head of the Bolshevik Party of International Socialism, would lead to a dramatic power struggle within the leadership of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. A power struggle that dealt with both personality as well as ideological and very pragmatic policy directions for the new regime. The victory of Joseph Stalin in that power struggle would end with the adoption of a policy called socialism in one country. And in 1928, the Soviet Union would begin the first of 2 5-year plans that would utterly transform life in the Soviet Union. Forced industrialization, a brutal forced collectivization of agriculture that would utterly transform life for the Russian population under this new regime. It would also be in this period, really, from 1928 to 1938, that the Soviet Union would acquire the characteristics of the Stalinist, as it came to be known, the Stalinist repressive system of communism. As we saw at the conclusion of our last lecture, a power struggle was shaping up within the party. Even before Lenin's death, he had suffered a series of debilitating strokes beginning in 1922, and the question of the direction of the regime: could the regime sustain the NEP, the NEP, indefinitely, or should the regime move for a crash course in industrialization and the collectivization of agriculture? What direction should the regime take? Upon his death, this battle would break into the public eye, certainly within the party, and the battle lines would be drawn primarily between Trotsky, the hero of the Civil War, and Joseph Stalin. Stalin was a man not very well known at all to the broad masses of the Soviet Union, but certainly he was well known within the party. Stalin used his position as General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party to make appointments. He oversaw the placement of officials all across the Soviet Union. He had a decisive voice in determining admission to and promotion within the Communist Party. He was a man who networked. He understood personalities. He understood the structures of the regime. He paid attention to the details about this. He was not the flashy personality that Leon Trotsky was, not the charismatic figure that Trotsky was or that Lenin was. But since the party determined candidates to the Council of Ministers, Stalin exerted great control over personnel throughout the party and the government. And it was his firm hold on the party's organization that was Stalin's real base of power. Lenin, I think, perceived this shortly before his death and was concerned that Stalin was amassing considerable power in his position and was concerned about the course of the future if Stalin should assert his leadership over the party. Trotsky, meanwhile, cut a far more imposing public figure. He was the hero of the Red Army, the hero of the Civil War. He had participated far more vocally in the doctrinal discussions within the leadership. He was a far more visible figure in the Soviet Union. Most believed that it was he who would assume the leadership of the Soviet Union after Lenin's death. What was seen by many, if not most party officials and the public, he was seen by most party officials and certainly by the public as Lenin's heir apparent. The power struggle then between Stalin and Trotsky was played out in a debate over the future course of the revolution and of the Soviet regime.